Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's Christmas meditation and application to our daily faith life is found recorded in Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. You may be seated. In Christ Jesus, whose birth is the good news we proclaim today, dear fellow redeemed. What a simple yet powerful message our children gave to us last night. And the most powerful passage probably was the last one that they recited. Short, yet powerful. It's the words of our sermon text this morning. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. So how do you describe something that's indescribable? Well, in this second chapter, or second book of Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he's talking about the indescribable gift of God's grace. Well, that's easy. We know grace is. It's undeserved love. But what's that? Where in the world, on this earth, do you see undeserved love? We see it somewhat in parents when they give unconditional love even to their unruly, disobedient, misbehaving children. We see it somewhat when we as Christians forgive those who have sinned against us, like Joseph when he forgave his brothers for what they did done to him, selling him into slavery. But how can you describe God's perfect, undeserved love for us sinners? Just look at yourself. Look at yourself as God views you through his Ten Commandments and through his law. Anything lovable there? No. Just sin and blackness. Sins against the first table of the law. Not fearing, loving, and trusting God above all things, but instead worrying, whining, complaining, and doubting. Not praying, praising, and giving thanks to God, but instead cursing, swearing, and very often playing the part of a hypocrite. Not hearing, reading, and studying God's word as we should, but taking for granted and not treasuring that gracious gift of God's love. How can God love someone who shows so little love for him and his word? And this is a sin against the second table of the law. Not obeying our parents, honoring our boss, or the authorities, or government. Not loving our neighbors as perfectly as God loves us. Not wanting to help them, but very often being selfish. Sometimes even wanting to revenge a neighbor. Sexually sinning in thought and in words and actions against the sixth commandment. Being greedy and selfish. Not wanting to share. Gossiping. Backbiting. Talking about others. Sometimes calling them names. Lying to them. And not being content with what we have, but fighting that covetousness in our heart for more and more and more. How can God love someone who shows so little love for others? Grace. It's amazing. It's unbelievable. It's indescribable. The best description that we have here on this earth, this indescribable grace, is the babe in Bethlehem. For there in human flesh and blood, God wrapped up his amazing, indescribable grace and sent it to us as the greatest gift ever given. When you're stumped and don't know what to give someone for Christmas, gift cards are a good option. That was the perfect gift. Take a little thought on the part of the giver to think about maybe their favorite store, the one you're going to give to, or the favorite restaurant. But when the receiver gets it, they're pretty excited because now they can spend that money on whatever they want from that store or the restaurant they want to go to. Last Christmas, over $50 million was spent on these easy-to-receive and give gifts of gift cards. But they may not be the most perfect gift. I heard of a man who had received a $100 gift card to a fancy restaurant. He didn't use it for almost 2 years. And his family gathered together and he thought, oh, let's go to that restaurant. So he went to the restaurant. The bill was well over $100, but he was sure that he would have $100 at least to pay for it. And he found out that after a year, there was an inactivity fee that was taken off every month. By the time he cashed it in on the bill, he had very little money left on that gift card. God's gift of His Savior, of our Savior, His Son, is a gift certificate, is a gift card that never stops giving. It's one of the reasons why Paul calls it the indescribable gift. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Every day as we are led to repent of our sins, we come before our Heavenly Father and we present this gift certificate of Jesus' full forgiveness, paid for by His shed blood. And every day, that gift card is full. It never runs out. It's always full of forgiveness. It never has any hidden charges. You must do this or must do that. It has no time limit. It's eternal. And this gift certificate costs us nothing. It's absolutely, completely free. But it costs God the Father His Son. And it cost His Son, Jesus, His life. It's an indescribably free gift. And that's why it's so important to talk about the cross whenever we talk about the cradle. This indescribable gift of God's grace wrapped up in His Son was topped off, filled, when Jesus suffered, died on the cross, and rose from the dead. You see, Christmas, without Good Friday and without Easter, is an empty gift with no value. This Christmas, we hold in our hands and in our hearts a wonderful gift card. We can and we need to use it every day of our lives. And then on that last great day of judgment, we offer that gift card back to our Heavenly Father who gave it to us in the first place for our final redemption, eternal life. In His great undeserved love, God gave everything He had so we could have everything we need. We needed forgiveness, so He sent His Son to shed His blood and wash away our sins. We needed peace with God, so He sent the Prince of Peace to restore that blessed relationship that Adam and Eve had once had with Him in the beginning of time, before sin. We needed power against sin and Satan, so He sent the Almighty Lord who defeated Satan in the wilderness and conquered him and paid for our sins on the cross. We needed comfort in life's sorrows, so He sent His Son who wipes away every tear from our eyes. And we needed assurance in the time of death, so He sent the risen Savior who has conquered death for us. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds centered in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.